The ones and zeros of computer coding used to be the language of only the techiest among us. But increasingly, knowing how to build software from the ground up is becoming a baseline skill. The Soldotna Library will soon have some new tools that will provide everyone a chance to develop those skills. City Librarian Rachel Nash says that includes new laptops and other pieces of open source hardware.
So the laptops will be used both for digital literacy classes, so basic computer classes, anything from how to use a mouse to how to use Microsoft Office. And then the other components, the Arduino and the Ozobots and Little Bits, are going to be used as part of our coding program. We did run a pilot program this last spring called Code for Code. It's for youth ages 12 and up, and it's where they can basically do anything. They can see if they're interested in computer science. They can see if they're good at it. They can build things with the Ozobots, which are like little robots. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The two pieces of kit Nash mentioned, Arduino and Ozobot, are sort of universal platforms from which new tech tools and toys can be developed at each student's own pace.
If a student comes to us and says, I want to learn how to make a video game, then that is the goal they would be working towards, and we will have the tools to help them with that. The first course that we did, we used something called Google Code, and it actually had a more formal curriculum that they went through. We didn't have as many laptops. We didn't have the components that we're going to have this time, but I do think that the students that worked through that, it gave them just the basics. So if we have someone that comes to us and already knows coding, I mean, the sky's the limit.
And if that's maybe a bit advanced, the library is also putting together a digital literacy program to help people hone in on the basics.
There's this interesting concept that we shouldn't call it digital literacy, we should call it digital literacies, because at any time you're going to need to use multiple different skills. It starts with basic literacy, being able to read, being able to understand instructions, and starting with that, of course, that will help you to learn everything else you need on a computer. But even with a computer, there's a difference between knowing how to use a mouse to open a program and being able to use that program effectively. If, you know, for instance, Excel, spreadsheets, if you want to do budgeting, that's a great tool if you know how to use it.
The library received more than $4,000 in grant funding from the state for those new tools, and Nash says anyone can sign up at the library to put them to use. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.